This is Signal 337, the podcast for the innately curious and creative. Hi, friends. This is Tim McKenna, and this is another episode of Signal 337, episode 18. And this is going to be more off the cuff than usual because this episode is just more of a general update of how things have been going and some new things that I'm doing and stuff that you might be interested in. And also listening to the listeners, the people have spoken. So let's get into it. Let's start with the fact that I started this podcast, I want to say, about almost a year ago. In fact, if I only had a device that could tell me these things. Yeah, so this is episode 18, Signal 337. This started off as an idea that, you know, I was really interested in starting doing a podcast and talking about my experience as a design professional, as a business professional. And if I go back to the very first episode, that was the beginnings, September 26th of 2019, and probably one of my shorter episodes, actually. I started this as a kind of a fun project, and I still really enjoy doing this. I'm actually kicking myself in the ass a little bit for not finding more time to do it, but now that we're 17 full episodes in, I mean, thank you everyone who's been listening and partaking of all the content I'm creating. I know that none of my stuff is pretty short, so thank you everyone for being a part of this journey so far. So that brings me back to, like, you know, why I started this. You know, I wanted to share some of my experience with everything. I wanted to share my experience the 14 years that I've been working as a designer plus front-end developer, designer plus project manager, designer plus account manager, whatever. I wanted to share my experiences and hopefully be able to share some insights and some things that could help you in your career. Whether you are just starting out or you are a seasoned professional yourself. So I've been doing this now since September, coming up here pretty soon on a year, and I've been kind of taking stock about this podcast, how I do things, what I want to do next with it, and kind of grow it a little bit. And I want to get you to come along on this journey with me if you're so willing. Almost a year ago, I started this, and I've always talked about doing it in my messy basement slash office slash studio area. I will continue to do these episodes down here as well. But something that I've been thinking a lot about to also supplement this audio format is some videos. So I invested in a 4K camera. And I have some set up here, got my room reorganized and finally cleaned up after a year. And I think I'm going to start adding some video content along with this as well. And the reason for this is that I've been inspired by some of the YouTubers that I really, really enjoy. And I watch more YouTube than I watch anything else. And just getting to understand how they're doing things and how they're, you know, reaching different audiences, and maybe sometimes audio is not always the greatest thing. Maybe you want to see this messy-ass basement that I always talk about. So I'm thinking about adding some video, and I've invested in some equipment to do so, and I've been testing out how the setup can actually work. So you should see some video content here pretty soon as well. Potentially, maybe also recording entire episodes unedited, unfiltered. Well, Christ, I don't have a filter on me to begin with. But one of the things that I'm also introducing that you, dear listeners, have asked for a number of times beyond just shorter episodes is interviews. I have really made this kind of a platform for myself to talk about my experiences and things that I've learned from my own perspective, my own angle, as a design professional living in a more rural area. But I'm not the only design professional living in a rural area. In fact, some of my more ardent fans of the show are also design professionals who live in rural areas. My people. So one of the things that I've been getting a lot of requests for is for interviews, and that's going to happen. I got my paperwork set up so I can get some podcast guest releases, and I'm starting to reach out to folks for interviews, and they're going to be kind of in the same vein of like the hot ones on YouTube and kind of like the punk rock NBA style. It's going to be a format to it, and I'm still tweaking what that format is going to work. But interviews is something that I kind of shied away from in the past because, like, I was kind of actually a little bit of afraid of doing it, mostly because I didn't want to sound like a complete tool bag when I interviewed people. But I think I'm getting over that hurdle now, and I'm going to be interviewing some people coming up here pretty soon for the show that are some people I know, like, closely. And I'm going to start reaching out to some folks, and then I'm going to be, you know, getting some requests for different interviews in the future. So interviews are happening, and interviews will also be great content for video as well. So like I said, I've been testing out how the format would work with Zoom, with my camera, or with recording, all of that. So interviews are going to happen, and I look forward to being able to put those out as well. Now, I also looked at the metrics for this, and I'm on the Fireside platform, Fireside FM. So if you ever come to the site, which I know some of you have, you've downloaded some of the episodes, that's signal337.fireside.fm. And they're really big on their metrics being based on downloads and not just so much like streams and whatnot. So I have to go to a bunch of different places between Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Google just to see how what my streaming is like and how many people are actually listening to stuff. And as per Fireside, as of today, if I reload this page, I have 1,079 total downloads, 17 episodes, almost 14 hours of content. And that's pretty awesome. I mean, considering that I didn't think like 17 people would download this thing when I initially started. So I'm super like humbled and like appreciative of this. And I want to grow it. So the video content, the interviews, these are just some of the things that I'm looking to grow the Signal 337 like media empire, whatever the hell that really means. But this is stuff that I've heard fans say they want to, you know, hear and see. And, you know, it's stuff that I was always interested in, but I wanted to kind of start off small. I wanted to walk before I ran. Now, that also brings me to another topic, was that I retired the Signal 337 Twitter handle. And the reason for that was that it was just, frankly, a pain in the ass to manage two different Twitter handles. I'm pretty active on my own personal handle, the Azriel Group, and it just was like I use that mainly for everything, and having the separate handle was, I don't know, it felt like trying to rebuild an audience there, and since it's pretty much only me doing this, it felt a little fake having two different handles. So I retired that Twitter handle, and now you can just find everything at Azriel, A-Z-R-A-E-L, group on Twitter. The other thing is I've also been pretty active on LinkedIn, and while LinkedIn is definitely more of a professional network, and you should be kind of filtering the types of posts that you put on there, since this podcast is very much in the vein of professionalism and different topics, I do frequently post via LinkedIn as well. So that means I've actually had a lot of people connect with me on LinkedIn in the past, almost a year. Some people I didn't think who actually listened to the show, and then I see, oh, like, you're the VP of design at this place. That's cool. You listen to the show? That's neat. I feel flattered, but damn. So with that, like, you know, you can find me on LinkedIn, and you can connect with me from that respect if you so choose. It's not going to be the place where I really have long, in-depth, commented, you know, threaded, you know, discussions, but you know, I'm looking to, you know, be able to put it out on there. And if it's helpful in being reshared, absolutely. So you can definitely connect with me on LinkedIn. Going back to Twitter, I previously stated that if I got over 1,000 downloads, like, I would start considering looking at maybe creating a Patreon. Because 1,000 downloads to me sounds like, hey, there's something here. Maybe I can start a Patreon just to kind of cover some of the basic costs of doing this. Now, like, I'm not looking to get, like, YouTube rich or anything like that at all. Like, this is purely for my enjoyment. I really like doing this. But, you know, there's some costs involved with it, not just from a hosting perspective, but there's also a little bit of a time cost where I'm downstairs in my office and spending a lot of time, you know, writing episodes and recording and publishing stuff. And it's just a little bit of time away from the family. And with a second kid on the way, it's going to be, you know, just a little bit tough. So what I'm thinking about is making these shows more episodic and on a regular schedule. So creating a Patreon also would help with that, is that if you are an ardent fan and are really interested in helping to support the show beyond just listening to when I publish episodes, I started really kind of toying around with the idea of putting together some levels of different interaction, different engagement that people might be interested in. So there's the basics, like, hey, if you support the show, get your name attached to the show notes and everything, that's awesome and would be super appreciative. As well as, like, creating some early access to some of the videos and also some of the episodes before I publish them publicly. As well as, like, creating some of the documents and supporting materials that I've talked about regarding, like, accessibility or using certain tools or different things. Like, this would also allow patrons to be able to download and access those as well. Additionally, for the different, you know, the higher levels that I'm thinking about and setting up, is having more of a community where people can, you know, fans and, you know, different professionals can interact with each other. So I started a Slack group just for patrons. If you're at different levels and you get access to different things, I'm also looking to create more opportunities for more live stream and also, like, calls with the groups. One of the things that kind of inspired me for this was Dan Brown from 8Shapes. He put out a call like, hey, who wants to join in? Let's talk about how COVID is changing everything. And it was a Zoom call with like 10, 12 different people. And it was pretty awesome. So I'm thinking about doing something like that around different topics, having a Zoom call with different fans to go over different things. Might even do a Q&A type of an interview type thing there. So yeah, I mean, I'm still really working out all the details and trying to figure out everything, but you can actually come to Patreon and sign up if you so choose. So it's patreon.com/signal337, and I'm just starting out there. So take a look. If you're really interested, you know, join and, you know, help keep me caffeinated for all these episodes. But it's, again, no pressure, just really looking to see if fans are really interested and want to be taking a more active approach with the show and more active involvement. This is a good way to help do so. And it also keeps my ass, like, in step with doing with everything. Because then if I have patrons, then I know I need to make sure that I'm serving them as well. And with that, you know, this is July 30th. And it's been a long time under COVID. You know, we're not quite in lockdown anymore, but, you know, my family and I have been really taking this very seriously with wearing masks in public, you know, only going out when we need to, not taking frivolous trips or going to restaurants or bars or anything. And, you know, with my wife being pregnant with kiddo number two, you know, there's a lot of concern. So, you know, it's been interesting during this whole time where at first, like, podcasts, like, were going down and, you know, viewership or listenership, and now they're coming back up. I mean, frankly, at the end of the day, whatever's helping people get through their days, I'm a big fan of, as long as it's not hurting other people. But yeah, like, it's been now, what, since March? Mid-March? Not even? Like, early March of COVID still really kicking our ass here in the United States? And it sucks. It totally sucks. But I think, for myself, having this much time at home, it's actually helped create a better relationship with my friends, with my family, and also not having certain other distractions. I've been able to really kind of focus in, and the culmination of that is this kind of renewed or more bolstered effort for Signal 337. So hopefully you'll continue on the journey with me with this. And let's see what kind of cool shit come out of this. So I really hope that everyone is safe and friends and family are all safe. And hopefully we'll get out on the other side of this whole pandemic and we can do in-person interviews, whatever. And I really just want to, again, say thank you so much, all of you listeners who listen to me anywhere across the world, down the streets, any point in time. Like, this started off as an idea where I was like, I don't know, maybe this is something cool. We'll see. And in almost a year's time, in 10 months' time, it, you know, some people might laugh at me for having only 1,000 downloads or whatever, but I'm super pumped by this, and I never thought I would get here. I thought this would be a lonely adventure forever. So thank you so very much spending every episode, any episode, with me when I pontificate and share my experiences across my career and different topics. And looking forward to interviews, looking forward to more guests coming on the show, different topics. I have an entire stack edit list of topics that I haven't even touched yet around conflict management, picking your battles, design literacy, specialists versus generalists. How do you do design thinking in an agile environment? Starting a design business? And really, what the hell is innovation? These are some topics I haven't even gotten to yet, and I'm really interested in tackling those topics and also bringing them up with different speakers, different guests. So thank you so very much for being part of this journey with me. Stay safe and take care.